And are you refreshed?
Yes.
Good. Now what? On the aisle, yes.
Ask, and it is given. Five little words that have such great, powerful meaning. We last spoke on this particular subject about 4.5 years ago. My older daughter, Danielle, who's now 37, has been sick for the last 26 years of her life. I had written her letters, apologized, trying to bring her back. We broke up communication 4.5 years ago. You had mentioned to me I did everything I could possibly do. Last summer, I did a little meditation, came home, asking her to give me a call. Out of the blue, I have a message from her. She called. We recommunicated, but she was on the game board, as if to say, from 4.5 years prior to that, hold on, Dad, and we just continued with the same game of her illness, negativity, me trying to be a metaphysician to her, try to uplift her spirits. I'm trying to give love and cherish her with all possibles of happiness and let her know that it's okay. And still we have no relationship. And I guess my question to you is, I've done everything I can. My rowboat now is going downstream. What can I possibly do, or how can I continue my existence knowing that she's out there, but we do not have a relationship?
Well, do you think it's your job to drag her in the boat?
No.
And do you think if you did, that it would be a nice voyage?
No.
For either one of you?
No.
Do you think that it is your responsibility to drag her into the vortex?
Maybe not drag her in.
So if you've let go of the dragging her in part, You're just in there. Whose job is it for her to get in?
Hers.
And would you wish her to be dragged anywhere?
No.
Even into the vortex? No.
No.
Because free will, creating your own reality, is so important to everyone. And so knowing what you know, and even hearing what you've heard here today,
sure.
What is your best plan for inspiring your daughter into the vortex?
Be an example.
Which means you got to be in there.
Yes.
And what happens to you when you focus upon her where she is? It drags you out of the vortex.
Yes, it's taker.
So, isn't it interesting? So, you have this feeling of responsibility to leave the vortex of well-being,